Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Paid in Full, Already in Progress.
I said, you know what y'all need to do? She said, what? I said, y'all need to figure out some morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, or whatever, you need to figure out a day that y'all can all come in early, and y'all need to take the NLT, since it's so easy to read. Take the NLT, and y'all need to read this 30 minutes. Read it. Don't have to talk about it. Just read it. Listen to what it says. But read the NLT from Genesis to Revelation for just 30 minutes every Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, well, just one day a week, and see what God can do in this place. So the other day I was down in that barbershop and I said, hey, are y'all still having that Bible study? I said, did you ever start the Bible study? She said, we did. I said, are you still having it? She said, yes. I said, have you learned anything? She said, a lot. So I said, is there anybody else in here now? I don't see that other girl. I said, anybody in here sleeping around? She said, as far as we know, no. You know, does it say no fornicator shall have eternal life? So can you imagine going to church all your life thinking you're washed in the blood and you're okay and you've been lying and stealing and cheating and sleeping around on your mate and all that stuff, and then you come to your day of dying and you think, well, it's time for me to go home, but I'm a Christian, I'm washed in the blood, and then all of a sudden you see these demons appear there with all these flames and everything, you think, well, what is that? The death angel's coming to get you. And you ain't going where you thought you were going. It's just like Pastor Daniel. He's a pastor too from Africa. Good pastor. Got mad at his wife one morning. I don't know if any of y'all have ever heard this story. I think we got copies of that back there?
Yeah,
we got copies of his testimony back there. Pastor Daniel got into an argument with his wife. Oh, he got mad at her. She didn't do something he wanted her to do, and oh, he's mad at her. Now, I know none of y'all have ever done that to your mate. Never had a cross word, I'm sure. But he did. He got really mad at her, and he walked out the door saying, woman, because you wouldn't do what I said, if it's the last thing I ever do, I'll get even with you. Do you see any love in that?
Nope.
Do you see unforgiveness maybe?
Uh-huh.
Woo! So on the way to work, he's driving a Mercedes. One of some of the best dual brake systems there is. And he comes to a bridge and he makes a corner. And when he does, the car, something happens and he slams on the brakes and there is no brakes. And he hits that concrete embankment head on and drives the steering column through his chest. Killed him right there in the spot. Here comes the angel, the death angel comes by and picks him up, takes him to heaven and says, Brother Daniel, the Lord told me to bring you here and show you where you were going until this morning. But now then, because you got into unforgiveness with your wife and didn't forgive her, the Lord said, show you heaven before I take you to hell, where you're going to spend eternity. Is that what a pastor wants to hear?
No.
I don't think that's what anybody wants to hear. But I've heard that man give that testimony personally. In fact, Ty, the guy used to be one of my associate pastors here, he's been to Africa probably 3 times. And every time they go down, they go see Pastor Daniel. Every time. And he tells the same story. Is there anybody that you could get angry with enough that you could get into unforgiveness again? Absolutely not. There ain't no, I don't care what anybody does to me. I don't care what anybody does. Now, what happened to him? If he died and took him to hell, he stayed in hell for 3 days. And that woman that he had the bitterness, she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed until God finally brought him back to this earth. Now then, you better be glad he's got a good woman, right?
That's right.
He had a good, if he hadn't had a good woman, Pastor Daniel, the pastor of that church in Africa, today would be burning in a lake of fire. And everybody would have thought, Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's like that guy from Romania. We had a guy from Romania. The scary stories, but it's true stories. One day, I was teaching on unforgiveness and how it'll take you to hell. And this little guy come up and he said, Pastor, I've never heard anybody teach what you taught. He said, I've never heard this, but he said, I'm going to tell you what I saw myself in Romania. He said, we had a lady over there, Sister Mary or whatever. And he said, she was the sweetest woman. Everybody loved her. She just did everything for everybody. She was just the most wonderful woman of God that you could ever imagine. But there was one woman in the church that she couldn't get along with. Just one. Said she hated that woman. So the day came when Sister Mary died. Said she'd been embalmed and everything and laying in a casket at the podium with the door open so everybody can come by and see her as they give their final farewells. And the pastor's standing up there saying, well, one thing about it, Sister Mary was one of the best women we had in this church. She loved God with all her heart, so at least we know for sure where Sister Mary is at. She's in heaven with the Lord. And he said, I was sitting in that service when I saw this woman had been dead 3 days, raised up in the casket. Pointed and said, he's lying. I'm in hell because I wouldn't forgive her. And she fell back down in there, hard as a brick. I said, you saw that? He said, yes, sir, I saw that. I said, I guess you wouldn't hold any unforgiveness against anybody, would you? Do you know what? Instead of not telling nobody, he'd traveled the world, had never told nobody but me. And the only reason he told me is because I taught something that was different than what he'd ever heard. You know, you ask the average person, do you think if you get into bitterness with somebody, God will forgive you? Oh, yeah. What if you don't forgive them? Well, he's God. He'll still forgive me. Brother Gary, that ain't what the word says, is it? It says, if you do not forgive, neither will I forgive you. I mean, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss heaven. No. You sure want to miss hell, right? Yeah, you definitely want to miss hell. You don't want to miss heaven. But to think, if you have any kind of numbers, when people say, but Thurman, you don't know what he done to me. You don't know what she done to me. Let me tell you, folks. It don't make any difference. He brought a ton of them in here and they throwed me down on the ground and they stomped me and kicked me and cut me in little pieces and everything else. Hey, it still ain't worth it. Forgive them. You do not want to be sick on this earth and you do not want to spend eternity. And Brother Gary gave a great testimony about what happens with a woman when she won't forgive, when she hated that guy. And boy, was she in pain and suffering, huh? But you know, the average person would never dream that's a tormenting spirit. But that's what the scripture says that is, isn't it, brother? A tormenting spirit inside of you. And where does it say that tormenting spirit come from, Brother Gary? Said that thing come from God. Said God the Father sent him. Is that what it said? Somebody said, you know, a Christian can't have a demon. Let me tell you what, not only can a Christian have a demon, God can send a demon to a Christian, and he put one in you, and that throws everybody overboard. When you say, you know, God can send you a demon, Thurman, you got to be crazy. First of all, they'll tell you a Christian can't have a demon, and for sure, God ain't going to send it. But that's not what the book says. Is that right? The book clearly says if you do not forgive from your heart, everybody... God the Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you, your spouse, your children, and your assets and everything you own, Miss Jackie.
Yes, sir, but you got to forgive yourself too.
Yes, absolutely forgive everybody. You don't want to cut nothing short.
Even yourself. Oh
yes, forgive even yourself. But Pastor Daniels, because he had been a pastor, and he loved Jesus, and he had done everything Jesus says. That morning he died. It's amazing that the Lord sent an angel to take him to heaven and show him where he was going until he died in unforgiveness. And then he says, you ain't going. Because you didn't forgive, neither can I forgive you, so you're going to hell. So he took him to hell. And that was amazing. That was something to think about. When they carried that casket down there to that church where it was going to inaugurate that church, 10,000 people were at that church that day. She wanted them to carry her husband's casket inside and let Reinhard Bonnke pray for him, and they would not. Even the church thought she was crazy. No, we're not going to take a casket in here. We're you know, putting a new church into business here. We don't want nothing to do with this. So they opened a side door, and they carried the casket down through the bottom and put it right under the platform where Reinhard was up above. And when Reinhard started praying for the sick, God started raising that man from the dead. Reinhard says, you can't give me no credit for that. I didn't even know the man was down there. I heard him say that one time on one of the teachings. He said they had that man down there, and said, and one of the guys said when he started moving, and we saw his blood was, he had been embalmed for 3 days. He said when they started praying for him, the embalming fluid began to come out of his organs and come out of his body, and said you couldn't hardly stand. He said for like 5 or 6 or 7 days, you couldn't hardly stand to be around the man. He stunk so bad because of that embalming fluid that they'd put in his body. But God don't need embalming fluid. He can use anything. I mean, he don't need blood. He can use embalming fluid. Can God do anything? Yeah, he can do anything. I mean, when you get a hold of who he is and what he can do, there ain't no problem whatsoever. But they said that it was amazing. On the video, I think it's the best I remember, as he starts to move, the guys are getting a hold of him. You know, I'll use Kim's arm. They're saying, you know, they're trying to help move. They want to make the blood flow. That's what I thought. God don't need no help. You know, all y'all need to do is just turn him loose and let God do his thing. But no, we got to help God do everything. But, you know, he didn't need no help. But that's okay. I thought, just let him do it. Now, can you imagine one day that you could get to tell that story and you get in a church and maybe you're a pastor now and you say, let me tell you what happened when I caressed that man's skin. God was raising him from the dead. I was standing there beside that man. I got to see that happen. That would be a pretty good testimony, wouldn't it? What can God do? There ain't nothing hard or impossible for God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Paid in Full, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.